Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure and continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. One of my favorite people on the planet, never mind in our Brain Trust. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the two remaining 1997 models. She joined me the first year we were in business, 1997, and she is still here. We got her right out of elementary school and have been training her ever since. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that I've been telling you about for 22-plus years. She's one of the top experts in small business policy on the planet, and nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back, Karen.
Hello, Jim. How are you? It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to join you.
Good to have you, Karen. We love having you on the show because we admire you so much. Karen, I want you to take a little victory lap because I know what you did. I know the things that you did yourself. You yourself personally got up on your hind legs and made sure that there were small business elements. Small business was considered in the creation and the passage and now the implementation of the USMCA, the trade agreement, the Northern Hemisphere, the northern half of the Western Hemisphere's trade agreement, Mexico, Canada, U.S. Tell us about that thing is now done, and tell us about the small business part of it.
Yeah, Jim, and July 1 is when the USMCA went into effect. July 1 actually is a good date for this, and also some important it was the effective date of some new international postal rate system rules as well that will be beneficial for small businesses. So there's two international things that happen on July 1st. But USMCA, is going to significantly benefit entrepreneurs and small businesses across many industries. Many changes in terms of intellectual property protection, digital rules, good regulatory practices, bringing down, barriers terms of cost, agricultural and unique small business chapters, a chapter that gives small business a voice at the table. You know, I think, Jim, particularly now, as you know, COVID-19 has been transformative for many small businesses. Mm-hmm. They're turning to platforms, innovative approaches, they're looking for new markets in order to grow and diversify, and technology is giving them that opportunity to do so. So I think USMCA hits at a good time when many small businesses who are changing their business models are looking domestically and maybe locally to do things differently, but now they have the opportunity to look globally, right, to our partners, to the North and the South, and look for market opportunities there as well.
And Karen, I've been saying that going forward, after this China debacle that we're experiencing right now, that could have been prevented. China could have stopped it. One of the silver lining in all this, one of them, is that it's exposed the duplicitous nature and the fact that China is not our friend. They don't mean us well. They're not a global partner with anybody. And it's exposed the lack of redundancy in our supply chains. And I'm convinced that going forward, there won't be as much focus on globalization as there will be hemispherization. And the USMCA is perfectly timed for that, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, Canada and Mexico are our biggest trading partners. And consumers everywhere are going to need new solutions in, mm-hmm. Sort of what's happening now and the effects of COVID-19 in every industry, whether it's education, healthcare, retail.
And Karen, I want to stick something in here real quick.
So this is a really good opportunity for small businesses. And you're right, Jim, it's very insightful. And so I think this bodes well for U.S. small businesses. I mean, obviously we're going through a tough slog right now. But when we get to the other side, This is going to be great for, again, sort of all of us, you know, in this hemisphere.
For all those people, for all those people who say, well, what would I sell Mexico? Folks, I know a company in Tennessee that sells salsa to supermarkets in Mexico.
That's
right.
Think
about that. If a Tennessee company, if a hillbilly company in Tennessee can, and folks, I'm their neighbor, so that's, I can say that. If a hillbilly company in Tennessee can sell salsa to a Mexican supermarket, you can sell anything to Canada or Mexico. And so get ready, gear up. It doesn't have to cross an ocean, folks. And we have a lot of this. We have to thank Karen Kerrigan for her hard work. I've been telling you about her leadership for 2 decades, and this is a perfect example of that. USMCA, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Check that out. I'll be right back with Karen. We got a lot more to talk about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.